Welcome to Between the Lines. Listening to literature online. This is show number 160, a tribute to Barbara Hoffman and her poetry. Local poet who did a lot on Long Island and in the city, Barbara Hoffman, sadly passed away recently. So this is a tribute to her and her poems. Gonna read a few. She was an excellent poet, elegant, feisty, a good sense of humor. She dealt with a lot of struggles and she put a lot of humor into her poems, and she touched on a lot of topics that some poets don't dare to. She'll be missed, and blessings to her wherever she may roam. This is your host, Monk. Thank you for listening. This show is a tribute to a Long Island poet who passed away recently, Barbara Hoffman. She'll be missed. Very unique style and subject matter, as you'll hear. I'm basically just going to read some of the poems in a book of hers, The Life and Hard Times of... ... It's a little chapbook that I helped her self-publish. And I know that some years ago I saw her, it seems like a couple of years ago, but she had seemingly was on the mend from a heart surgery, so I haven't heard, what happened yet, but blessings for her where she is now and to all her family. And I'll read her little bio here in the book. Barbara Hoffman has work published in the Beloit Poetry Journal, Margie, Minnesota Review, Italian Americana, and other journals. Most recently, her manuscript, The Heat of Burnt Stubble, was named a runner-up in the Bordighera Press Annual Poetry Contest. Born in New York City, she received her master's degree in creative writing from Stony Brook. She has been awarded a fellowship to the Virginia Center for the Creative Arts and to the National Writers Project at Stony Brook. The Life and Hard Times of is her second chapbook. I also see online that She worked as an English teacher at Uniondale High School until retiring in 2006. She was a multiple nominee and award recipient of Who's Who among American teachers. She was a master gardener. Yes, I remember talking to her about flowers, roses, maybe. Anyhow, she was also a foster parent and frequent community volunteer. And it's, I know I get averse to sometimes being labeled or stereotyped, but she was known in the poetry community for, I guess you would call it, I don't know, sexy poems. Poems that dealt with sexy stuff. A lot of, you know, topic that a lot of writers do not dare to tread. So I'm just going to jump in and read a bunch of poems. Start at the beginning of the book and go through braids. When I was 5, my wavy brown hair sprang from my head, beckoned hands to touch it, smooth it. Mama braided my hair, pulled it tightly away from my face, hoping to keep me a good little girl. Rein me in with braids like the bit on a horse, allowing it only so far. Mama, I sprang myself, my hair wild and free, curls every which way, nothing you can count on. Jazz. The man who plays the horn slouches at the knees, pushes the length of his thighs down, slides, sways as he hugs the notes. Out of that brass extension, his upper body curves in an S. Shoulders lift, hunker the air. It's the slinking of his knees, as though he'd slide his thighs against mine, push my legs open, snake his music into me. The notes jam, stamped with the melody, dip the shoulders, dip, upper body arches, pleading for the notes to rise. The heat of burnt stubble. The heat of his tongue licking my skin, the godless, godful, unpure, impure feeling of his tongue in the pink folds, the heat of his breath into fold upon fold, layering heat, enough heat to sear Catholicism to a burnt stubble of pubic hair. Name dropping. Those guys from Jersey started it when they heard my long Italian name, Fragoletti. Fragile, we'll call you, said Vinny, Tony, Rocky, and Joe, as they spun me around the basement dance floor like I was cotton candy on a stick. And when Tony touched my thigh at the movies, and Joe took me to the boat show, and Artie kissed my stomach at Vito's house, I started to crack like Venetian glass. Each boy, those touches, so sweet, tender, sexy, the red hot in the bottom of my stomach when I told Father Frankie in the velvet box in the dark, the burn reaching through the screen, dividing us, fusing us. Drake's Lemon Pies. Summer and truckers and a bright yellow lemon printed on crackly wrapping, smiling blue Drake perched in the left-hand corner. I stop at the deli on my way to the beach. A big blonde guy in a t-shirt and blue jeans takes a package of Drake's lemon pies while he waits for his roast beef sandwich. He smiles at me, drops his gaze to the top of my legs below the short shorts. I think of the playgirl fantasy about doing it with a trucker in the sleeper behind his cab. I smile back at him and add a Drake's lemon pie to my order. I pay for my food, turn around, I feel his eyes on my ass as I walk away. In the car, I bite into the flaky crust. Tart, creamy lemon oozes out of the side of my mouth. And I'm reminded, too, that she also did some edgy political poems. I don't know if any of these are in this book, but I did have some conversations with her on that topic. Traveling through childhood. No clang of bell or peal of siren across Second Avenue. No mommy there to push him away, to say, stop, leave my girl alone. 8 years old in the dim hallway where he pushed me and touched me, Flooded with fear, I knew the wrong of it, but how my body flushed, all pink. A flush that carried me through the confessional as a girl, as a woman. Even now I wonder, was it my eyes that drew him, or the luminescence of my skin? The life and hard times of... At 35, I woke from the housewife sleep of 16 years, threw off the covers. No more babies to powder, my husband VP at the bank, my part-time job so part-time. Red and green lights winked at each intersection. Come on, they said. So I signed up at the university, my husband frowned. My hair got curly, strengthen it, he said. I showed my teeth when I smiled, showed my legs when I danced. I felt illegal. Cover up, he said, red-faced, as he set up more business meetings and my children banged on the closed door while I did my homework. A-plus was my reward at school. The handsome parish priest left a bottle of cold duck on my doorstep. Could I consider that an act of God? And let's see the last poem. It's called Testing, Testing. I tested the thong, wore it a few hours before time to leave. Perfectly comfortable. I couldn't understand all the hoo-ha. Couldn't even feel it between my cheeks at the bridge. 40 minutes sitting in traffic, a pain. The inner edge of my left buttock. I squirmed. I shifted. I squeezed. It got worse. The thong pressing against the seat cushion, pressing against my buttocks like someone pulling a string. Now I know only for walking. The short distance between living room and bedroom. I put it in the glove compartment. Must remember, take it out before the next car wash. And we're going to go out with this song by Bruce Colburn. It's a 7.5 minute song. It came to mind. It was one of those kind of little ideas that floated in. So you can see the connection when you start to hear the lyrics. It's about Mary and Joseph. It's called The Cry of a Tiny Baby.
Driving the ripples on forever. Mm-hmm.